I'm sat here in Crawley in a nice little establishment called Cupcake Genie, which is well worth a visit if ever in you're there, and I with Joe Harrison, who's one of the head honchos behind Crawley Wordfest. So Joe, tell me a little bit about Wordfest and how it all started, really.
Hello. Well, there was a bunch of us that all worked together in Waterstones, including my brother, who he devised Wordfest along with Marianne, who's one of the librarians at Crawley Library. They'd done lots of events together, so they'd get authors to come over to the library, and then Waterstones would take over books to sell, and he really enjoyed doing that kind of thing and getting people to come to Crawley and seeing the audiences really enjoy hearing about how authors write, how they get their ideas, and just really enjoying, you know, all different kinds of literature. They had loads of stuff. And so he thought, well, why shouldn't Crawley have a literary festival? It's a big place. We sold books, you know, every day, and we knew that people wanted them. But not just literature, poetry, biographies, all kinds of stuff, art books, graffiti books, tattoo books, you know, non-fiction, fiction, everything. So that it kind of started from there, really.
And it all came together quite quickly in the first year, didn't it?
We had the first meeting in middle of January, and I think it started on the 9th. Was it the first week of April, I think we had it? Or the last... Yeah, it was the first week of April we had it, from the 2nd to the 9th. So it was basically... I think it was something like... took 10 weeks to put together, 10, 11 weeks. And we just called like a... We'd all worked with various arts stuff. I'd done lots of workshops and worked with Ginger Moo, the gallery that was in the mall before. And I'd done lots of community workshops. So we just kind of grabbed all of the contacts we had, some businesses, some council, some arts related, and just asked people to come around the table. And then everybody was really generous and said, OK, well, we can provide this and we can provide that. And it was, everybody thought it was a great idea. So, and it was such a fantastic experience to see everybody just really get stuck in. So, yeah.
What type of events have you put on? Is it just sort of book readings, or are there other kind of...
Oh, there's been all sorts. Some of the time, those are very popular because we had Wilbur Smith come and we had Susie Orbach come and speak, and Julia Crouch and some more well-known people, and they pulled in a crowd. But some of the stuff, which I really love, some of the stuff that's most popular is participatory community stuff. So Open Mic has, you know, always had, I say always, we've done it twice and we're doing it again this year, but both times had a really great turnout. And loads of people have kind of contributed. They've written things or they love things and they want to read them aloud. So there's that. We've had comedy. We've had a book swap, which authors come along and talk, but they're not allowed to talk about their writing. Questions are asked.
Yeah.
And they have to be about anything else but, and they make some really lively conversations. And we've had music and visual arts and workshops. So it's a real mixed bag because... we thought we'd make it inclusive by just making it about words, so it doesn't just have to be about books.
No, definitely. I went to the comedy and spoken word nights last year, and they were really, really nice, really intimate, and kind of just, you know,
they were fantastic.
The type of thing that you don't normally kind of, you know, see, you know, in Crawley, really.
Yeah.
So it's just great to sort of see.
Really
that sort
raising
of stuff.
The bar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So what about this year? Because the this year's Wordfest is looming large on the horizon. What kind of have we got in store for everyone this year, then?
We've got slightly more smaller programme this year because it's all voluntarily run, and we don't... getting funding is a, you know, full-time job in itself, so we've got a little bit, but we did an evaluation last year and worked out what was most popular and what people really enjoyed, and so we've really devoted a lot of time to, the community stuff that people get involved in, some entertainment things. We've got not as many authors as we've had before, because that's quite difficult to organise, and also the County Mail Waterstones was shut down, and that was our kind of hub for organising that sort of thing, which is a real shame. But we've got comedy, we've got spoken word. The Hawth has put on Jane Eyre. They booked female gothic, which is ghost stories from sort of Victorian ghost stories, and One Rogue Reporter. So we've got some really great stuff on more than just the library. And we're using Cupcake Genie and the Portuguese cafe, which used to be called Adelio's, to do some small events as well. So comedy, spoken word. We've got a graphic novel panel, which is going to be really interesting, which is Myriad Editions from Brighton are coming down to put that on for us, which would be fantastic. We've got Darren for kids. We've got a whole day devoted to children with a host of authors, most notably Jeff Norton and Jamie Thompson, Helen Dennis, coming along to do workshops and talks, and there'll be games and face painting and all sorts of things, which is fantastic. And the night before, on Friday the 22nd, Darren Shan will be at Crawley Library, which will be fantastic. He's very popular with young readers. And we've got, you know, our WordFest staples like the quiz, which is always really, really well attended and a great laugh. So, yeah.
Excellent. And tell me about the sort of supporting WordFest and the friends, scheme that you've come up with.
We thought that WordFest is, you know, by Crawley for Crawley, and we thought people might want to own a little bit of it and get stuck in, because again, it is very difficult to fund something like this and to run it, because it's all done voluntarily for the most part. And so we thought people could become a friend of WordFest. So if you donate £10 or more, we've got a hand-printed book bag, a bookmark, a badge, and you become a friend of WordFest, where you will be invited to the launch party. So if you donate before the launch party on the 16th, you'll get an invite to that, which is an open mic night with food and drink on the WordFest bus. And, you know, you'll also get... You can bring a friend, and... you get a free drink at one of the evening events, so cool, that's fantastic. Our friend package.
And so to find out more, where's the best place to go?
Either go to our website, which is www.wordfestcrawley.org, or you can find us on Facebook, and we are WordFest Crawley Sussex on Facebook, or at Crawley WordFest on Twitter.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.